Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff spotted leaving the White House. The president of the United States is talking about moving troops into what is soon likely to become a war zone. What exactly is going on with Ukraine? Are there people so far who have developed a conspiracy theory about this? There must be one out there. I don't take it seriously. We have enough stuff to worry about that is real. The stock market, again, it was way down, 800 points down, and now it's up. And it's extraordinarily weird. Well, now it was up 200 points. Now it's up about 100 points. And it is just yo-yoing, and things are unstable and uncertain. And what is going on? We'll be talking with financial guru and odds maker, Jerry Boyer, talking about the future of the stock market and the presidential race. And what do the odds makers say? There is a brand new poll, big new poll, says Americans want to vote the Democrats out, and they also want to vote the Republicans out. And they hate Biden, and they hate Trump even more. And so, happy Tuesday. What is going on in the country? We have a former U.S. senator and a hero to many people on the left who says it feels just like 1933 Nazi Germany. Really? He claims he saw Nazis in jack boots and Nazi regalia having a beer at a tavern. What kind of tavern does he go to? We'll get to Al Franken's latest. There's also a big piece in Seattle Times about how you can help the homeless. And you know how you can help the homeless? Bring them socks and smile at them and even talk to them. But then there's a homeless guy who has been involved with three different failed hostage takings. He closed down a Target store in West Seattle for 7 hours. 7 hours. We will tell you that story. We will also be speaking to a groundbreaking political scientist who says that right now politics is making people crazy. Crazy! The difficulty is, Professor Kevin Smith says of University of Nebraska, that for many people who may be sort of bordering on depression anyway, the state of our politics right now can push us off. And we spoke yesterday briefly about the NYPD tragedy with a second police officer who had been shot over the weekend. He's now died. And both officers died. One survived, and the suspect died. And the suspect was somebody, honest to goodness, they couldn't even fit his criminal record on a single page. I mean, crime after crime after crime. What is going wrong with our country that we can't take people who are career criminals, and there is such a thing, people whose only activity in life or source of any kind of income at all is violent criminality, and at least make sure that they're not out on the street with guns, right? Wouldn't that be appropriate? 1-800-955-1776. If you're one of those people who feels that politics is making you crazy, you can certainly give us a call. We will feel your pain. A new NBC News poll that was released this morning found that only about a third of Americans view either Republicans or Democrats favorably. The poll also found that both former President Donald Trump and the current President Joe Biden are deeply unpopular, and they're both losing support within their own parties. The poll found that 44% of respondents said they viewed the Republican Party negatively, while only 34% viewed it positively. 21% said they were neutral, which probably means they don't care and they're just sick of the whole thing. The Democratic Party scored an even higher negative rating, 48% negative, not just 44% rating, with only 33% saying they viewed the Democrats positively, and 18% saying they were neutral. You like those numbers, Democrats, do you? Coming into a midterm election, I understand you can say, well, Republicans are doing nearly as badly, but guess what? You are the guys in charge right now. You are in power dealing with this awful situation in Ukraine. It's President Biden, not President Trump at the moment. And by the way, very, very unlikely to change. When you look at these numbers, the idea that either Trump or Biden would actually come back and win their party's nomination becomes far-fetched. Just looks far-fetched. NBC News notes that you have to go back to 2015 to see a poll where one of the two parties, in that case it was the Democrats in 2015, actually had a net positive rating in their poll. In other words, we're talking about for going on 7 years, we have seen both parties in a negative light. Is it any surprise, given the sequence of Trump to Biden? NBC News also reports that 48% of the poll respondents viewed Joe Biden negatively. Only 39% said they viewed him positively. Wait till you hear Trump. Trump scored worse, 51% negative, and only 37% of the respondents viewed him positively. In other words, he's net negative 14 points. That's big, especially for somebody who hasn't been doing much recently. The poll noted that the GOP is split between those who consider themselves more supporters of Trump versus those who are more supporters of the party. And the pro-party side has been growing since Trump left office, the side that says they are primarily pro-Trump, not pro-Republican, that has been dwindling. I'll tell you what else has been dwindling. Is any restraint on insane comparisons between American politics and the Nazi Party and the Holocaust and Hitler's Germany? We played for you yesterday. Maybe we can find it again. It's so appalling. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. speaking at the big mega anti-vax rally in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. And this is right after the March for Life, and it's meant to echo the Great March for Justice, which was the Martin Luther King March in the summer of 1963, and it was on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And what are they talking about? They're talking about how the current situation with vaccine mandates is worse than the Holocaust. Well, guess who just apologized? Is that apology effective? And what about this idea? We'll be talking to Professor Kevin Smith, that all of this politics with the extremism and the harshness and the name-calling and conspiracy theories is contributing to a genuine mental health crisis in the country. What do you do about it? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the sad state of American political life, which is leading to a sad state of national mental health. Are things going to get better because we're all going to be united over Ukraine and whatever happens there? One would hope so, because the situation in Ukraine is a country that is trying and has actually had some success making progress toward a democratic, enlightened state and nation. And not that Ukraine has ever been a particular garden spot. I mean, it's where my family lived for several hundred years. And before my grandfather, my father's father, came to this country, thank God. But leaving Ukraine aside for a moment, the Kennedys came to this country actually in the 19th century. Patrick Kennedy, the progenitor, that's the father of Joseph Kennedy, the grandfather of the future president. He was a saloon keeper in and a political operator in East Boston. And in any event, his great-grandson, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the third child of the U.S. Senator, presidential candidate, and former Attorney General of the United States, Robert F. Kennedy Sr., has for several years now, actually for several decades, been one of the most prominent anti-vaxxers in the world. He is opposed not only to the COVID-19 vaccinations and all of them. It's not like he likes one better than the other. He hates them all. But he has also believed that basically autism is caused by vaccinations, that a lot of the world's afflictions are caused by vaccinations, which he has tried to battle against, which is a scientifically unsupportable, ludicrous position. Nations that get heavily vaccinated against polio, against smallpox, against diphtheria, against shingles, yeah, do better. People have better health. It's a miracle and it's wonderful. But in the big anti-vaccine rally that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. helped to organize on Sunday at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, he delivered these inspiring words. Listen.
Even in Hitler Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You can hide in an attic. You can attic like Anne Frank did. I visited in 1962 East Germany with my father and met people who had climbed the wall and escaped. So it was possible. Many died doing it, but it was possible. Today, the mechanisms are being put in place that will make it so none of us can run and none of us can hide. In 5 years, we're going to see 415,000 low-orbit satellites. Bill Gates says his 5,000 satellites alone will be able to look at every square inch of the planet 24 hours a day. They're putting in 5G to harvest our data and control our behavior. Digital currency that will allow them to punish us from a distance and cut off our food supply. Vaccine passports.
Okay, he goes on. And I was very critical of his remarks because, again, when you talk about, oh, at least people like Anne Frank could hide, she didn't get to hide for that long. She ended up losing her life as a teenage girl. And the entire thing about comparing the United States or comparing physicians, he also has compared many times the people who are trying to save lives with vaccines to the Nazi doctors who were trying to take lives, kill people with Zyklon B, with poison gas, and with torture-like experiments, so-called experiments. In any event, his remarks were a little bit too much for his wife. Robert Kennedy Jr. is married to Cheryl Hines, the actress who played the wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And apparently, well, she tweeted this, and she actually tweeted this morning. My husband's reference to Anne Frank at a mandate rally in D.C. was reprehensible and insensitive. The atrocities that millions endured during the Holocaust should never be compared to anyone or anything. His opinions are not a reflection of my own. And, Robert Kennedy Jr. did his own tweet. He said, I apologize for my reference to Anne Frank, especially to families that suffered the Holocaust horrors. My intention was to use examples of past barbarism to show the perils from new technologies of control. To the extent my remarks caused hurt, I am truly and deeply sorry. Okay, that's appropriate, but the question here becomes, here's an email that came in to me. It's from Diane. This is not from my wife. Diane is also, though, in Washington. She says, the nerve of you to attack Robert Kennedy Jr. on your show January 24th, not only by dissing and dismissing his political comments stance, but also by suggesting, most likely due to Kennedy's weak vocal quality, that he is mentally not well. What ego you have, and how judgmental and biased an opinion. I don't think it's judgmental and biased an opinion when someone is basically trading in these insane conspiracy theories. But Bill Gates is not trying to take over the world and to put little chips. If people want to call up about this, maybe if you have something fresh or that isn't more of this nonsense, which is dangerous nonsense. And the reason it's dangerous nonsense, and the reason I think it's important to go after people like Robert Kennedy Jr. and the other crazies who were part of this anti-vax event, and it wasn't just an anti-mandate event, it was an anti-vax event. How is it, and this is something Sarah Palin got involved in saying this, how does it help the country to get fewer people vaccinated? I mean, right now we're in an awkward period of time. They're talking about the development of a new variant. And it looks like we may be reaching the peak and then getting some relief from the Omicron. Okay, how does it help America if you get more and more people to say, no, I'll never get vaccinated? How does that help the country? 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back with more insanity and politics.
Your daily dose of debate.
You finally hit the bottom. You're sick. You need help.
Michael Medved.
Only a sick mind would do that.
Okay, work with my sick mind.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
You're out of your mind.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have no intention of putting American forces or NATO forces in Ukraine. But as I said, there are going to be serious economic consequences if he moves.
President Biden talking to reporters on a shopping trip regarding Ukraine. Roughly 8,500 U.S. troops are on standby for possible deployment to Eastern Europe and the Baltic region. They would join troops from other NATO allies. Hospitals continue to struggle against the COVID Omicron surge that's prompting moves from the Biden administration. HHS is releasing an additional $2 billion from the Provider Relief Fund for hospitals and other medical service providers. $9 billion was released from the fund last month. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about sad and crazy and desperate and basically feeding, if not displaying, mental illness. Former Senator Al Franken, he used to be Democratic U.S. Senator from Minnesota before he went on a USO fundraising tour to support our troops abroad. And he was there, well, I think everybody's seen the photograph. They were on a plane, and one of the starlets, or very, very attractive young Hollywood types that was traveling with the senator, and he was still a U.S. senator at that time, was asleep on the plane, and he went over and put his hands right near her breasts and then posed for a photograph, and that unleashed a deluge of new accusations against him. And Chuck Schumer actually insisted that Senator Franken resign. So now he's back. He has a podcast, of course, and he says the current state of the U.S. feels just like Nazi Germany in 1933. That was the year Hitler took over. And this is a serious one, Franken said, about the voting rights bill on the latest edition of Al Franken podcast. I think other people are feeling it. I'm feeling it. It feels like 1933, 1934, Germany. I'm just like a tavern and look over at the other table, and there are guys in black jack boots and Nazi uniforms. And I'm going like, that looks bad. I wonder how bad it can get. The former senator then jokingly brought up his heritage, Well, at least I'm not Jewish. Oh, wait, I am. And this is associated for him with the a vote not to abolish the filibuster or to have a total federal takeover of voting regulation. Really? Ray in Everett, Washington, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, you know, I wanted to call you out on this criticism of Dr. Robert Kennedy, because what he's essentially saying, he's regurgitating.
He's not a doctor.
You're not a doctor either, Michael. But
I know. I don't claim to be.
I'll tell you a couple. Michael, don't interrupt, okay? Just listen. Dr. Michael Yeadon, who is a former Pfizer researcher, Dr. Robert Malone, who is one of the inventors of mRNA technology, both describe the scenario that we are seeing right now, which is new variants are going to be created by people that have taken this vaccine, and you act like we're all too dumb and we don't see it. You come on.
Can I suggest, why don't you take a look? There's a big new profile of Dr. Robert Malone, who you're quoting, in the Washington Post, and it's run all over the country, and with people who are actually working in this field now, not years ago, but working in this field now, who dismiss his ideas and his personal reliability. And again, when you are part of, do you believe that all this has to do with 5G and putting 400 million satellites up in the air? Which he's talking about, and a Bill Gates plot to put chips into your body?
No, I'll tell you what Bill Gates said. He's going to use vaccines, and he said this in his TED Talks, and they've outlined this in Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum papers. They're going to reduce the world's population with vaccines. He says it. He says this. You can go to YouTube and find it, Michael. I don't know why that's so difficult for you.
Again, we can take a look for it. We'll try to find it. But do you believe that he wants to reduce the world's population by killing people?
Bill Gates.
Or is it rather doing what a lot of countries have done and has improved, which is to make birth control more available in those countries? Now, I don't think that should be a job for the United States. And I don't think there should be a job for our government. But if Bill Gates wants to, I mean, are you aware of what that Gates Foundation has? And by the way, factcheck.com just says that the quote, Bill Gates quote about vaccines and population growth has been taken out of context again. He is in the business of saving lives. He has actually saved millions of lives, literally in Africa, fighting AIDS and malaria and other diseases. Why do you think that he wants to use vaccines to kill people?
Michael, I don't know all the science of it, but I can tell you right now that if you go to VAERS reports, the VAERS report, okay, that's reported adverse events. The VAERS reports are over 25,000. That's a fact that you cannot refute, and that's in the last 2 years.
Okay,
right?
Wait a minute. First of all the VAERS reports, what they report is people who have taken vaccines who have had negative reactions. And this is something that the anti-vaxxers also bring up. Not everybody who has reportedly is on the list of having died of COVID has actually died because of COVID. There are people who have died with COVID and when they have some other complicating. And for the VAERS reports that people point to, look, why do you think it is there are 188 countries in the world and all of them are using the vaccines to save lives? And the VAERS reports that you're pointing to have to do, not at all necessarily, it has nothing about the causation of the deaths that you're talking about, having actually been the vaccines themselves. It's people who have died after taking vaccines. And sometimes, by the way, long after. And here's the what you were talking about before. Do you have audio on that? Okay. Bill Gates talked about using vaccines to control population growth in an unedited 2010 TED Talk video. PolitiFact says that is false, Ray. False. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates have repeatedly said that increased access to vaccines and health care around the world would reduce child mortality and allow families to decide to have fewer children. So what I said was exactly right. That would slow the population growth rate. The full video is 27 minutes and available on the TED Talk website. Gates' comment about the population was a fragment of his speech. He spoke largely about the types of energy and actions that produce CO2 and proposed a solution of energy measures like nuclear, wind, and solar that would reduce carbon dioxide emissions a great deal by 2050. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion, Gates said. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. That's what he actually said. So, does that at least put your mind a little bit to rest?
Okay, so you silence me and you speak over me. You cited Washington Post propaganda. You cited PolitiFact propaganda. You cited factcheck.org. Michael, you're a spin doctor, dude.
Why don't you take a look at the TED Talk website, and then you can listen to the speech yourself. Okay, you challenged me to do that, so why don't you do it? I actually believe that actually listening to that TED Talk itself, 27 minutes, it might actually reassure you. I hope it would. Appreciate your call.
Your daily dose of debate.
Calm down for a minute. Do you understand how irrational you're sounding?
Because I'm not sounding irrational.
You're not. Uh-huh.
No.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Grovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, there's a great deal of controversy regarding vaccines and COVID coming back to Sarah Palin, who has been an outspoken critic of vaccines and has made clear that neither she nor any of her children are going to let themselves be vaccinated. They're going to resist it. She says, stiffen our spines. And there are more of us than there are of them, she said at a speech. It was actually an interview speech she was doing with Charlie Kirk at the Turning Point USA, a Christmas festival that they had, I believe, down in Florida. In any event, I can't blame Sarah Palin for going to Florida in December instead of Wasilla, Alaska. But she is now in a certain amount of controversy because she's in New York, because she's testifying in her defamation suit against the New York Times. And by the way, I wish her good health and I wish her well. But she went into a restaurant, and in New York, under the law in New York right now, you're not supposed to serve somebody in a restaurant unless they've shown you their card certifying that they are in fact vaccinated. She's not. And not only is she not vaccinated, this is what she sounded like speaking with Charlie Kirk at Turning Point USA just a couple of weeks ago at their big get-together. Take a listen.
And it'll be over my dead body that I'll have to get a shot. I will not do it. Do it, and they better not touch my kids either, because that's where the...
Well, Governor, some people say, though, I might lose my job. I might get kicked out of school.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I think if enough of us, though, rise up and say, no, enough is enough. There are more of us than there are of them. So for us to be hesitant and for us to kind of wait for somebody else to take this on and, you know, stand up and say, you know, no, enough is enough.
Okay. This is one of the things. First of all, there's an interesting question here, which is, does Sarah Palin know that her children, having gone to public schools in Alaska, are already heavily vaccinated? Because that's what happens when you go to school in this country. Kids get vaccinated, and actually, the medical unanimity on that issue, the idea that smallpox vaccines and measles vaccines, is so overwhelming. this is what bothers me, is what you just heard her... Oh, by the way, this is the actual fact of the matter. The children who are enrolled in Alaska public schools must be immunized against before they can even get in diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, varicella, which is chicken pox, that's through sixth grade, and Hib, which is Haemophilus influenzae type B, under age 5 years only. The idea that she talks about there are more of us than there are of them, if you're going to divide the us and them among the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, she's simply wrong. There are far more, more than twice as many adults in America who are vaccinated than there are who are unvaccinated. And it's one of the reasons, and again, you can do it geographically, take a look at the statistics of where there are people who are heavily vaccinated. Now, all of this goes back to, and I wanted to do some of this with you. There's a new study that was released by CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that found that the highest levels of protection against serious illness were people who were vaccinated, yes, but people who were vaccinated who had also survived a prior bout of COVID-19. Those are the people who are best protected from infection. The study that examined infections in New York and California last year found that unvaccinated people with a past infection were second to people who are fully vaccinated. By fall, when the more contagious Delta variant had taken over but boosters weren't yet widespread, that group had a lower case rate than vaccinated people who had no past infection. But that's changed because of the prevalence of boosters. I mean, obviously, booster shots work better. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which released the study Wednesday of last week, noted several caveats to the research, and some outside experts were cautious of the findings and wary of how they might be interpreted. The bottom line message is that from symptomatic COVID infection, you do generate some immunity, so said immunologist John Wary of University of Pennsylvania. But it's still much safer to get your immunity from vaccination than from infection. Vaccination has long been urged, even after a prior case of COVID-19, because both kinds of protection eventually wane. And there are too many unknowns to rely only on a past infection, especially a long ago one, added immunologist Ali Elabedi at Washington University in St. Louis. Quote, there are so many variables you cannot control that you just cannot use it as a way to say, oh, I'm infected, then I am protected, Elabedi said. Okay, the question is, Sarah Palin talks about stiffening our spines to resist vaccines. How do you help yourself? How do you help the country? How do you help your neighbors? How do you help your schools? How do you help restaurants like the one that Sarah Palin went to? It was apparently a high-end Italian restaurant in New York City. There are plenty of those. How do you help them who are trying to do a business and to avoid getting their staff and their other customers sick? I don't understand. I understand people have reluctance. They don't want to personally be vaccinated. Personal decision. Got it. But how is it that you want people to applaud and cheer to the idea of resisting a treatment that is likely to make you safer? It's a level of strangeness that I don't fully understand. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about another pandemic. It's a pandemic of fear and insecurity and negativity and depression and even suicidal ideation that is associated with following politics in America right now. And speaking of following politics in America right now, President Biden has was intercepted by reporters today, and he is talking more and more about his coming confrontation with Vladimir Putin. We will get to the very latest on that. He also seems to have made an attempt to make peace with Peter Doocy. And again, this is a kind of a surprise. And sure, Peter Doocy is a good reporter for Fox, but the general relationship with the press and Joe Biden is not the kind of love affair that a lot of people would have expected for a new Democratic president. So what went wrong? And there's an interesting piece that says what went wrong was a case of media bias. And it's not media bias against Democrats. Certainly you don't see too much of that. It's media bias against basically reality. Where, as I've said many times, we don't have a news business, we have a bad news business. And that does its own contribution to some of the mental instability and difficulty that is displayed in the stock market all the time. We will get you the very latest on that. But is also on display with what people talk about as a national mental health crisis. Part of that mental health crisis, actually encouraging homelessness and rewarding homelessness with programs that ask, what can you do to help homeless people? And what you can do to get help homeless people most is get them off the streets. And that, at the same time, helps society and public safety. That and a hostage taker with a knife in West Seattle and more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.